This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Should you have wanted to buy Russian rubles today? Not that you would have wanted to, because, you know, sanctions and you basically can't spend them outside Russia. But should you have tried, you could have bought about 101 rubles for one American dollar. That is, the ruble here on day 7 of the Russian invasion of Ukraine is worth less than a penny. It's dropped something like 25 or 30% since the war started. And one of the keys to understanding where the Russian economy is going as this war grinds on is going to be through understanding currency. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore is on it.
Currencies are like toilet paper and copper and houseplants and cars and anything else bought and sold because, firstly, currencies have a price tag, like at the grocery store, a price in other currencies. That is what we're talking about when we say the value of such and such a currency is falling or rising.
When we say that the Russian ruble is falling, we're saying that it takes more Russian rubles to buy one U.S. dollar.
Chris Vecchio is a senior strategist with Daily FX. Not only do currencies have prices, like bananas or a haircut, they are also affected by good old regular supply and demand. If nobody wants a ruble, the value goes down.
The ruble is losing value relative to the U.S. dollar very rapidly.
Now, normally, currency values flop around all the time, like the price of fish. That's what's called a free-floating currency. It just kind of bobs around based on supply and demand. But there are things that countries do to manipulate supply and demand for currency and therefore manipulate the price. One of those things is raising interest rates. Yes, I know. What do interest rates have to do with anything here? But they actually do something to currencies.
When interest rates are higher in one country relative to another, it becomes an appealing destination for capital to flow there.
If a country's interest rates are super high, then you, an international investor, might make a lot of money investing in that country's currency. So you might buy that country's currency and you might prop up demand.
The Central Bank of Russia has doubled interest rates for its main rate from 10 to 20% and is desperately trying to stabilize the value of the ruble.
So when you hear the Central Bank of Russia raised interest rates to 20%, that is them saying to investors everywhere, no, wait, don't run away. Buy more rubles. We will give you so much money if you do. So far, it's not working well. In fact, it's not working at all because most investors can't get rubles even if they wanted to.
These interest rates, they're pointless for foreign investors.
Simon Harvey is head of FX analysis at Monex Europe. Sanctions have made rubles toxic in much of the world.
So what you've currently got is an international market that basically no longer exists.
Harvey says Russia's sky-high interest rates are actually advertising to Russians inside the country, trying to get them to not ditch rubles. Now, there's something else countries do to manipulate supply and demand for their currencies, and that is create fake demand. Maybe fake is the wrong word. Artificially high demand, let's say.
The general idea was that the central bank had this big coffer of money, and they could use the foreign currency to go into the market and buy rubles, basically, to offset the impact of the depreciation.
The bank will literally buy its own currency to prop up demand. Kind of how people create all those fake product reviews to make a really crappy product look really popular. But the Central Bank of Russia can't even do this because most of its reserves are held at other central banks around the world, and they've been frozen. And that is a big deal. Again, Chris Vecchio with Global FX.
As long as Russia continues to press forward with its wanton aggression towards Ukraine, then the ruble will remain under a great deal of pressure. There's no two ways about it.
Now, whether all that has any impact on the war in Ukraine, different story. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.